Welcome to installment 167 of Sefer HaMitzvahs from the Rambam. Today's installment contains 8 commandments relating to various offerings brought in the temple in various times of the year. They include the positive commandment of bringing the sacrifices on the holiday of Pesach, the meal offering brought at the beginning of the counting of the Omer, the animal sacrifices and the 2 loaves brought on Shavuos, as well as the offerings for Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, and Shmini Atzeres. As we've mentioned in the previous shiurim, there was a korban tamid, a perpetual sacrifice, which was brought every day, regardless of which day it was. This consisted of 1 lamb being offered in the morning and 1 towards the evening. In addition, on special days, there were musaf, additional offerings which were brought. Positive commandment 43 involves the musaf offerings for Pesach, as related in the book of Leviticus, chapter 23, verse 36, which states, Shivas yomim takrivu ishe l'Hashem, that on the 7 days you shall bring burnt offerings before God. These burnt offerings were identical to the offerings for Rosh Chodesh, which consisted of 2 bulls, 1 ram, 7 sheep, and 1 goat as a sin offering. These offerings were brought every day of the 7 days of Passover, with the exception of the 2nd day of Passover, which had special offerings in addition to these, which were brought in connection with the Omer. Positive commandment number 44 deals with the Minchas Omer, or the Minchas Bikurim as it is called, the offering which was brought on the 2nd day of Passover. As the verse states, Mimocharas HaShabbos, that the day after Shabbos you shall bring this meal offering. Our sages received from the oral tradition passed down from Mount Sinai that the day after Shabbos here does not refer to the Shabbos of the days of the week, the 7th day of the week. In this case, Shabbos is referring to the 1st day of Passover. Therefore, this offering is brought the 2nd day of Passover. The Baisusim, who were an offshoot sect who rebelled against the oral tradition, took this literally that it meant the day after Shabbos, and would always bring the Minchas Bikurim the day after, the first Sunday after Pesach. To counteract this contention of the Baisusim, the ceremony of cutting the Omer was done with great pomp and great ceremony. A great crowd would gather to watch the harvester cut the barley, which was the first barley to ripen from that year. And they would repeat all steps 3 times. They would ask, has the sun set? And the crowd would say yes. And they would ask again, has the sun set? And they would answer yes. And so too a 3rd time. Then they would ask 3 times, shall I cut with this sickle? Then they would ask 3 times, shall I put the harvest in this basket? And so on. All of the steps were repeated 3 times, with great publicity and with a great crowd, with a great commotion, in order to stress the mistake of the Baisusim. The commandment of cutting and offering the Omer derives from the book of Leviticus, chapter 23, verse 10, which states, V'havesem es emer reishis ketzirchem el ha-kohen, that you must bring the Omer, which is a measure of grain, your first cuttings, the first harvest, to the Kohen. It is also mentioned in the beginning of the book of Leviticus, chapter 2, verse 14, which where it stated, Ve'im takriv minchas bikurim l'Hashem, that when you bring this first grain offering to God, Aviv kolui v'eish geres karmel, that it should be roasted in fire and then ground up into coarse meal. The Mechilta tells us that even though the verse begins with the word im, which normally means if, nevertheless, this is one of the 3 places in the Torah where im does not mean if, that you may do it if you desire, but rather it means when, that when you bring this offering, it must have such and such laws, which shows that this is a cheva, an obligation for us to bring this offering. In addition to this meal offering, a year-old sheep was also brought as an offering. And the details of this commandment are explained in the 10th chapter of Menaches. From the day in which this Omer was offered, one begins to count 50 days. And the 50th day is a holiday, Chag HaShavuos. It is unique among the holidays in that it has no fixed day according to the calendar. Rather, one counts 50 days after the omer was brought, and thereafter the person observes the holiday of Shavuos. This is very relevant for a person who might cross the international dateline in the middle of these 50 days, because even though he might be on the same day that everyone else is keeping the holiday, possibly he has not yet counted these 50 days, and his holiday will be the next day, which is a weekday for everyone else. Positive Commandment 45 involves the Musaf offerings, the additional sacrifices of this holiday, as related in the book of Numbers, chapter 28, verses 26 and 27, where it is stated, V'ikraftam eila l'reach nicheach, you should bring a burnt offering for a pleasant fragrance before God. Its offering was basically the same as Passover, two bulls, one ram, seven sheep, and one goat. However, there were additional offerings which were brought in conjunction with the two loaves, which is positive commandment number 46. The shtei lechem, the two loaves of wheat bread, which was actually chametz. Instead of matzah, like the other meal offerings, this was a leavened bread offering. And this is positive commandment number 46, deriving from the book of Leviticus, chapter 23, verse 17. Which states, Taviyu lechem tnufa, you should bring a waved bread offering, shtayim shnei esreinim, two of them consisting of an amount of two esreinim. In addition to these two chales, and in addition to the regular musaf offerings of Shavuos, there were other animal offerings associated with these two chales. One bull, two rams, seven sheep, and one goat were brought as burnt offerings. Rather, the one goat was a sin offering, but the other animals weren't burnt offerings. In addition, there were the two zivche shel mitzibor, an additional two sheep, which were unique in that their offering was not as a burnt offering, they were rather brought as a shlamim, to be consumed, but to be consumed only by the kohenim, as they were considered kodshim of the most holy order. Positive commandment number 47 is the additional offering for Rosh Hashanah, as stated in the book of Leviticus, chapter 29, verses 1 and 2, that on the first day of the seventh month, which is Rosh Hashanah, Vasisim Eila L'Reach Nicheach L'Hashem, that you should bring a burnt offering as a pleasant fragrance before God. Since this was always Rosh Chodesh, the first day of the month, there was the Rosh Chodesh Musaf which was offered. In addition to that, there was also another Musaf offering, specially for Rosh Hashanah, consisting of one bull, one ram, seven sheep, and then again, one goat as a sin offering. Positive Commandment 48 involves the additional offerings brought on Yom Kippur, as related in the next section in the book of Numbers, chapter 29. There was one bull, one ram, seven sheep as burnt offerings, and one goat brought as a sin offering. In addition, there was another ram, which was known as El Ha'am, brought on behalf of the entire Jewish people. And then there were another Shnei Se'irim, two goats, one of which was brought as a very special type of sin offering, whose blood was sprinkled inside the Kodesh itself, and an additional goat known as the scapegoat, Se'ira Mishtaleach, which went La'azazel. In addition, the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, had other offerings which were for him himself, rather than the entire congregation. Positive commandment number 50 are the additional offerings for the holiday of Sukkos, as is related in the following section of the book of Numbers, chapter 29. It changed every day. Some of the aspects remained constant throughout the 7 days of Sukkos. There were two rams, 14 sheep as burnt offerings, and then one goat as a sin offering. The number of bulls, however, changed every day. The first day of Sukkos there were 13, the second day 12, then 11, and so on, until by the 7th day of Sukkos there would be 7 bulls offered. They added up to a total of 70, and were meant to correspond to the 70 nations of the world. It is related that these 70 were placed in a decreasing order to indicate the loosening and weakening influence of non-Jewish and anti-Jewish sentiment in the world, until the coming of Mashiach will come, and the Jews will be the remaining influence to infuse the world with godliness. This brings us to the last commandment of today's portion, positive commandment 51, the additional offering of Shmini Atzeres. As explained in the end of this section, that Shmini Atzeres is a regel bifnei atzmai, it is an individual distinct holiday from the rest of Sukkot, and therefore has its own distinct commandments regarding the sacrifices. On Shmini Atzeres, one ram was brought instead of two, and seven sheep were brought instead of 14. There was still one goat brought as a sin offering. However, instead of the large number of bulls which were brought, only one bull was brought. This is because the last day, the day of Shmini Atzeres, is said to refer to a personal holiday, a personal celebration of God with the Jewish people. That the rest of the days of Sukkot involve the entire world. But the last day, Shmini Atzeres, it is as if the king has told everyone who came to visit him for a feast, and has told them all to go home. And then he takes his very special friend, and asks him to remain behind for a personal celebration. This is the personal closeness and celebration that God makes with the Jewish people on Shmini Atzeres. And therefore there is only one bull which was brought, to signify the distinct and unique aspect of the Jewish people.